In this bulletin, Western Australia records 4 new cases in hotel quarantine from travellers from India. The World Health Organization says COVID cases and deaths are rising. And in sport, Tokyo Olympic athletes to get tested for COVID-19 daily after entering the country. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan supports calls for a suspension on all flights from India, given the country's COVID-19 crisis. WA has recorded 4 new cases in hotel quarantine, who are all people who have travelled from India.
Well, I think the Commonwealth is looking at suspending flights out of India, which is a good thing for this period. And that's very sad, very difficult to say, because people in India, no doubt they're not very happy about being there, and it's obviously a risk for them. It's also a big risk to our hotel quarantine system.
And Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has told Seven Sunrise program all inbound flights from India must be halted to protect Australia.
What we are seeing in India is a huge second wave, some 300,000 cases a day. It's absolutely tragic what's happening there. And with a mutant strain, I don't think Australia can afford that really high risk.
The World Health Organization says the situation in India is beyond heartbreaking and is sending extra staff and supplies there to help fight the pandemic. The WHO has redeployed 2,600 staff members from other programs in India to help support the effort to fight the disease. WHO Technical Lead for COVID-19, Maria van Kerkhove, says the situation in India is overwhelming.
The exponential growth that we've seen in case numbers is really, truly astonishing. We have seen similar trajectories of increases in transmission in a number of countries. It has not been at the same scale, and it has not had the same level of impact and burden on the healthcare system that we've seen in India.
The WHO says global cases have now increased for the 9th straight week and deaths have increased for the 6th straight week, with almost as many cases reported globally last week as in the first 5 months of the pandemic. Healthy people under 50 without underlying medical conditions have been getting the Pfizer vaccine in Canberra after a rogue SMS started circulating. A number of Australians aged under 50 who are not on the priority list have managed to get the Pfizer vaccine, despite National Cabinet saying only groups eligible for that vaccine are in stages 1A and 1B. That includes quarantine and border workers, frontline healthcare workers, and aged and disability care staff and residents. The government is now reviewing the booking process to work out how people who are ineligible manage to secure appointments. Australia Post's entire board will speak before a parliamentary committee, with senators set to ask directors questions over Liberal Party ties. Former Chief Executive Christine Holgate says she was unlawfully stood down after it emerged she gave 4 Cartier watches worth $20,000 to executives who clinched a lucrative deal. The Senate inquiry is probing Ms. Holgate's controversial departure. Tokyo Olympic organisers will require athletes to get tested for COVID-19 daily for a period after entering Japan. The organising committee has also requested the assistance of 500 nurses at Olympic venues and the athletes' village. Tokyo 2020 President Seiko Hashimoto says a lot of work has to be done before the July 23rd to August 8 Games.
There are still many obstacles we need to get over, including the virus. I won't waste a day of preparation for a safe and secure Olympics.
The Queensland government has welcomed a federal funding deal for Brisbane's 2032 Olympic bid. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has agreed to a 50-50 funding arrangement for infrastructure, including stadiums, venues and roads for the Games in 11 years' time. And now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 23. Melbourne, a possible shower, 17. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 19. Canberra, mostly sunny, 20. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Similar for Sydney, 23. Newcastle, a possible shower, 23. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a possible shower, 29. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.